And, you know, as they patrol the area, they talk and say, you know, what they've seen, what they haven't seen, what they're looking at, what have you, know. And so happened the light was shining directly, you know, at them moving, you know, getting things out of their apartments, putting on the truck, on the truck, and they heard it over the radio. This is the light just shining directly on them. And whenever there's a robbery, and they suspect that that the individual is somewhere around this area, they're patrolling very heavy. Very heavy. And you won't even have a chance to rest. The TV, you know, is jumping to you. You can't even watch the promo on TV, you know, from all that static. You know, get the hell out of here.
This lady was telling me, she came home from a date, and they were patrolling that neighborhood, you know. And she's walking to her house, and all of a sudden, this big light, you know, it's just like, God's calling you right now.
There you go. That's right. It's frightening, though. But it's that powerful, really. And they do this every night. Every night.
Yeah. Curtis around here?
Yeah, don't you? That's right. That crew is going quite heavily. And sometimes they come real low. About a week ago, it was one time that the stockade, a group of prisoners broke out. So they were around in this area, the West Tampa area. Had everybody alone, you know, keep your doors locked and blase this and blase that, you know. And I mean, they had them, like, I could have sworn he was on top of my roof. They were flying just that low, and the light was so powerful, just going around, looking for them. And they will do it. They don't qualms about it. It's annoying, but what can you do? It's good, too, to an extent.
Yeah.
You know, because I think they can catch that victim, you know.
No,
just be patient. You're going to be around here more than three times. Just be cool, you know. It'll be around.
Okay. Are there different kinds of fire trucks that you mentioned?
Yes. Now, I consider the fire truck smaller than the fire engine, the one that is, you know, tremendous, that is very big, you know. I guess when there's a, you know, a large fire, maybe an apartment or a duplex or what have you, know. Or three or four or five homes burning up at all at one time, you know, they would call the fire engine, you know. Then they have the smaller ones. So I refer to one as a fire engine, the big ones, and the fire truck is smaller.
Are there different kinds of, like, fire engines, the big ones? Maybe some of them have ladders?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You mean the difference between the two? Okay. Now, the engines... Oh, I'm going back to my first grade.
You take run after the
fire engine. Okay, what did they teach you in the first grade and second grade? Now, with your fire engine, it has what? One or two letters. And these letters have extensions. Okay? And then on the side of the truck, they have a gadget that more or less supports the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so whenever they have to, you know, to extend the ladder. And a ladder can extend, I think, 16 or 32 stories high. If I'm not mistaken, because I had attend a meeting one day, and it was a discussion on fire prevention, and I had to attend this meeting once a month to make sure that my office is compliant with the fire department. Yeah, the rules and regulations that are set out by the fire department. And then they were showing some films of a fire that took place in Tokyo. The building was tremendous, you know, very high. And they were telling us how people can get to be careless, you know, how you can get trapped in these escape exits. And they're not supposed to be locked.